What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time.
You want to be
loving the fun.
You want to see all of the excitement. This is the place and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day. Come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be.
Baby, welcome to Monday morning here on 96.5 The Fan. Heart out on that song.
Always
every time.
A heart out on heart that out. Song. Yeah.
No, but happy Monday to all of you. Welcome to the new week as we power through the summer. I hope you guys had a good weekend. Mac, Bob, hope you guys had a good
weekend. Yeah, awesome. Good weekend. 12:30 soccer game on Saturday was wonderful. You got to love that. Woo. Perfect timing. The kids played, but perfect the current couldn't, right? How come the kids are out there playing soccer all day, but the current game was suspended for 3 hours? And I'm not saying the current should have been playing. I'm looking at you, kid rec league people, like, what are we doing out here?
Yeah,
we delayed a professional women's soccer game for 3 hours because it was too hot. 12:30, get out there playing that turf, kid.
You'll be all right.
Well, that was a debacle, too. People were very upset about
well,
that
of course.
Thing.
Yeah. I mean, you
Gold was pissed.
Well, I mean, of all people to be there,
Gold
I mean,
was
he's going to be heated through Thursday. I promise you.
Literally.
That dude will be heated through Thursday on all of this. But you know it's hot. I mean, Vinny Pasquantino had to leave the game on Saturday because of heat-related injuries. And we were out there. We're like, what the hell's going on with Vinny? Why is he leaving the game early? And then they talked about how hot and humid it was. And he's a Major League Baseball player, right? We delayed the women's soccer game for 3 hours. And yet, kiddo, everywhere across the metro are running around on turf fields like it's nobody's business, right? So I thought that was bizarre over the weekend. But other than that, no, really good weekend. We went out to the game on Saturday, had some fun out there with the kiddos and baseball and concerts and all that kind of stuff. So good weekend. You guys have a good one? I hope you guys had a good weekend, too, because we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. It's week zero now in the NFL. Binkley won't be leaving the couch for the next 6 months, right?
Yeah, college football this Saturday?
Yeah, college football this Saturday. Woo. It's the first game of the year. It's K-State versus Iowa State in Dublin. I hope a lot of people are going to that game, by the way. Total sidebar, we don't talk much about the college game, but Kansas State and Iowa State in Dublin, Ireland. Like, if you're a K-State fan, I hope you get to go. I hope you're doing that trip. That's an outstanding, fun trip
that would be really
to be able to take. I'd love to go watch the Chiefs play overseas. I think that's kind of a bucket list item to do something, you know, of that nature. So I hope there's a lot of K-Staters that are getting the opportunity to make that trip. And if you are, I'm jealous as hell. Man, that's really cool to be able to do that.
Well, our boss says we should always plan for the future. They do play in Australia next year.
K-State does?
No, but the Chiefs will.
Oh, the Chiefs. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Hey, boss.
Yeah.
Send us down under. I want to go watch the Chiefs. That'd be a great time.
That would be a lot of fun.
Incredible. You guys are going to go to the Super Bowl this year, but you're going to go to Australia. Sweet.
Do you think they'll play that same Friday that we're playing in like 19 days from now or 18 days from now or whatever
probably.
It is that we're looking at, right? Like that first Friday, the opener down in Australia, because you're going to have to give yourself a lot of time to get down there and get acclimated, right? It's like a 17, 18-hour flight from L.A. So we're talking a long, long time to get down there. We'd probably have to go down, what, 2-3 weeks ahead of time to kind of get acclimated and stay 2-3 weeks afterwards, right?
Yeah, I would probably. Imagine. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, near the beach.
We have to go see the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah, all
so
that
you would
kind of
hope
stuff,
that the game
yeah.
would be like later in the season.
Right,
because
so
their
summer.
Seasons are opposite.
Well, what September would be basically like April, I guess, down there, early spring, you know, type of stuff. Rob is listening, I'm sure, can tell us. But it's reversed. 1st, and so September is probably like March, I would guess, right?
Yeah, so you let's just wait till about December when we're miserable
and
the cold being here. And it's like, oh, we're going to Australia and watch them play the Rams, and it's going to be, you know, 90 degrees in Australia. So, like, that's how I'd do it.
The Rams.
I think that's the matchup. I'm pretty sure that's who it is.
Is it a Rams home game next? Because it would have to be, because we have 9 home games this year, right, with the AFC hosting the extra game this year.
I stopped trying to figure that out.
Well, yeah, there's only 1 preseason game, so 9, so that's 10. Very easy math. And then, so next year, the Rams, yeah, that's fine. We don't give up a game and go to Australia. I like that.
It's like Julian Edelman. What's 2 minus 70? What? You mean 70 minus 2?
Not a math guy.
Not a math guy, apparently. He's also aged like 40 years.
He did look old last night.
He has the good older guy look. Like he has a lot of salt and pepper.
Sure.
Like had the nice shoes on last night. Was showing about as much skin as Caleb Williams last night. By the way, that'll be a story if he keeps doing that. You know it's coming.
Oh, you got to wear your socks, right? That's the first thing the uniform cops notice are the socks.
Because I remember Tyreek Hill getting fined that way a couple of years back when he was with the Chiefs. His socks through his ankles, and after the game, he got fined. He's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then Caleb Williams did it last night. I don't know if they fine people in preseason.
Oh, I'm sure the NFL takes every... I mean, we're talking about a 10-game suspension for Rashee Rice, for God's sakes. I mean, they're going to use any type of opportunity they can get to go out there and fine these guys to send a message, Dusty. That's what we do in the preseason. We're sending a message that your socks better be the right height, or we're going to fine you.
Yeah, you got your wish with the Royals this weekend, Bob.
Yes, I did. The sweep, thank God. That was a big one. We needed to sweep the Chicago White Sox. And again, you got to keep those losing teams. Losing Texas is a losing team now, too. They're coming in here. They're behind you in the standings. Keep that sorry sack losing as well. Mm. That team always seemingly, if you're a Ranger fan, like the one person that out there that is a Ranger fan, our old boss, John, why? Like, that team is very frustrating. I would be out on that team. Like, they're just too much talent, always losing, not getting the job done. So you got another great opportunity with the Rangers rolling in. But that was a big weekend, man. Like, you needed to go out there and take care of business against the Chicago White Sox, and you did exactly that. There's not a lot to like say, oh my God, I'm taking this away from the weekend. You got the wins that you needed to get. You passed the Rangers in the standings. Still 4 back. Does anybody know the last time the Royals weren't 4 back in the wild card? Like, whether it's even more or less, do we have a date on that? Because I feel like I'm looking at the standings every day, and it's at number 4 in the games behind column, and I feel like they've been there quite honestly since before the Chiefs may have gotten to St. Joe. I feel like they've been 4 games behind at that wild card standing. But you did what you needed to do. You swept the Chicago White Sox. You left them for dead. And basically, you didn't give them any life. And so I thought it was a great weekend for the Royals. Did everything you needed to accomplish.
Right. You leapfrog Texas by a game and a half. You play them for 4. So you can,
that's right.
You can essentially
eliminate them.
Let them get out. And then it would just be you, the Guardians. If you don't look now, you can. The whole wild card in the AL is completely up for grabs. I mean, Boston and Seattle literally have a half game lead over the Yankees. Mm-hmm. The Yankees have a 4 game lead over the Royals. The Cleveland Guardians are a half game above the Royals. You'll play them, I think, in like 2 weeks or so in Kansas City, or maybe it's in Cleveland. Either way, it doesn't matter. You play Texas for 4 as that series starts today. But, you know, you're a half game behind Cleveland, who's 3.5 behind the Yankees, who's 4 games behind the Mariners and 4 games behind the Red Sox. So they're 4 games, everybody above them. Now you're kind of in that world where, like, if you keep winning and these teams above you keep losing, you might leapfrog 2 teams in one day.
Yeah, you have that opportunity. But now, look, hey, playoff discussions are real. You got back over 500. Now you got to stay there, right? Again, as we keep talking about, don't give it back. And I thought that was the most important thing of the weekend for the Royals, is that they didn't give it back. And look, even yesterday, they're down 2-0 late in that ballgame, and they continued to fight. Say what you want about Jonathan India. He's been playing great lately. He's had, I think Specter tweeted this out yesterday, 3 or 4 big moments in the last couple of weeks for Jonathan India with those big home runs that he's been hitting. And so, you know, we criticize lineups all the time as sports fans. Give Q a lot of credit for moving Jonathan India down to that lineup, and also give Jonathan India a lot of credit for performing better as he was moved down in that lineup. I've never been one of those, oh, move the guy down in the lineup. You're still going up there and you're still facing, you know, hitter or the same pitcher and whatnot. But sometimes for the psyche, it's good, man. And baseball is such a mental game that just taking maybe that leadoff pressure off of Jonathan India, going, I got to get on because Bobby's behind me. Maybe that takes that pressure off of him and puts him a little bit, you know, later in the lineup and takes the stress off of him, because, you know, Yaz has been a pretty good leadoff guy for this guy so far since they got him over here from the San Francisco Giants. So I like everything that's going on right now with this ball club. It was a lot of fun over the weekend to see this team win and see the crowd excited about this team winning too.
Royals this week against Texas, they throw out Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo, Noah Cameron, and then Thursday's game at 1 o'clock is still undecided. But should be a good game out there Thursday. Going to be like 82 degrees.
Nice weather.
Hopefully that humidity will kind of wipe itself out. But the Royals now with a 17% chance to make the postseason. I think like a week ago it was like 11 or 12. So yeah. a very important weekend. They get
not quite 40, but it's up there, right?
Yeah. No, they're 63 and 61. Took care of business. Saturday, you went out there and chaperoned, right?
Yeah,
so you got
I did.
To have the whole Ty Myers concert?
Yeah, not my cup of tea, I'll just say
But it was
that.
Like everyone your daughter's age from
oh
what
my
I heard.
God, like every Johnson County High School kid was out there, I'm sure. You know, like it was bizarre. I mean, I ran into Spectre at the game and we were kind of talking about it. Like if you wanted to rob Johnson County on Saturday night, you've had fair game.
Or TP their houses.
Yeah. I talked to Fred on Friday, by the way, about that, my neighbor.
Oh, yeah?
Because I heard you were saying I was mad on the air. I go, well, it's a little theater there, Fred. I don't know how. He goes, no, I'm not mad at all. He goes, if you're kids are getting TP'd, they're kind of losers.
And back.
Oh my God.
Thanks, Fred. Kids are a bunch of geeks.
Yeah, exactly.
In so many words, he's a very eloquent man. He didn't say losers, but that was kind of the gist of the whole thing. It's like they're running with the right people if they're getting toilet papered and whatnot, you know, before the school year starts. But I've never seen so many high school kids at this concert. I don't know who Ty Myers is. I think the kids liked it, and that's all that matters. You know, you're chaperoning a double date half the time I'm gone. I disappeared. I didn't want to be seen. And then they're texting, where are you? We wanted to hang out. And I'm like, which do you want? Do you want me there? Or do you not want me there? You
know, some Dippin' Dots, Dad.
Yeah. There wasn't any of that though. No, I didn't, you know, they got their own food. They took care of business. I think the boys bought for the girls. It was so funny. The girls got dressed up like they were going to a concert. The boys dressed for a baseball game.
Hell yeah.
Every boy out there is in their Bobby Witt jerseys or whatever jerseys, and every girl
shorts.
Out there has got their, oh yeah, the thigh high shorts, and every girl's out there in their boots. And I saw one poor girl, she took her boots off about halfway through the game, walking around with socks on around the stadium. Like, you got to burn those socks before you even leave the K, right?
Yeah.
Where else would you rather walk with socks? What could be dirtier than a stadium? Like a Port-a-John or a truck stop? I mean, nasty.
Worlds of fun. Gross.
Worlds of fun and
that's
socks.
A good one.
Yeah, and have puke everywhere.
Is that a syringe? How's that doing here?
Don't bring those socks home, lady. You know, just throw them in the garbage at Kauffman Stadium before you walk out the door. But I like that they're doing concerts. It brings a whole new element, if you will, to the game, because I guarantee you on Saturday night with the heat and humidity and the White Sox being on the schedule, probably wouldn't have been a huge crowd. But because of that concert, it was a huge crowd. It was a great atmosphere, and they did a really good job, you know, with that. And I think the kids who like Ty Myers love the concert. Old people like me sat in the back, got out of there, and left when we were supposed to. So.
And it was what, Teachers Night at the K on Saturday?
Yeah, they honored some of the teachers out there. Yeah, some of them threw out the first pitch and whatnot. That was kind of cool.
Nice.
Somebody was booing, too, though, when the teachers were throwing. I did hear a smattering of boos. Mm. Like, they announced the Kansas teacher here booed, and then they announced Missouri teacher here boos. Like, grow up.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What's going
but
on?
But that's this town, right?
Those are the guys that were all in detention their whole life.
Yeah.
I've always hated teachers. No, I think they've always hated you, Scott.
Yeah. What are you doing now there, Bill? BBL, stinky.
I didn't use any of that in the classroom.
Remember when they told me we couldn't use our phone as a calculator?
Sweet, dude. Go buy a TS-3000 and suck it. You know, I don't know.
Do we still have I think my kids have to buy a graphic calculator. I'm like, are we still doing that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, for sure.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I-81 is what I had.
Yeah, we had, I've, I don't
84,
know.
I think is what I had.
Oh, so that they didn't make many in between.
No. Technology stayed
in 20-some years, we went from an 81 to an 84.
And I really don't know how they could have got any more advanced on the calculators. I mean, they even put video games on the calculators at some point.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.